He's an employment attorney, Peter J. Ennis. He represents employers before state and federal courts. It's Anna and Raven.
Peter, I wanted to ask a question because I know that I'm seeing in articles and we're hearing the rumors, right? I mean, everybody's on lockdown and it's obviously a new experience for everybody. As things go into our own neighborhoods, we hear about people that we know, workers that we may encounter on a daily basis, and you hear rumors. If an employee at a business tests positive for COVID, is that business mandated to let the public know?
The short answer is no, not at this time.
Wow.
Right.
Now, I know some companies are doing that, others aren't. I've said before, there's a slim possibility that a company that doesn't disclose that information could be liable, but I think that is a somewhat remote risk. It's more of what does the company think is in its best interest, to disclose it or not to disclose it.
Has it become a stigma now? Because I feel like certain companies were like, okay, we had a test, we cleaned it, we shut it down for 3 days, we're back up and running, we're good to go. And now you're hearing less of that.
Well, I think you've really hit on it. I think what companies are doing are determining whether disclosing that information is a stigma that will keep people away, or is disclosing it and saying you've taken care of it something that will enable people to come back to your store. So more than a legal issue, I think it's the economics of it that's driving that decision.
Is there anything, if you have been furloughed or you've been laid off, that you legally have the right to do that people should know that maybe they don't know? Because I think for even a lot of my friends, they just feel helpless, like they just have to accept the situation and it is what it is. Do you think that there's wrongful firings that are happening during this time? Are companies just like no rules apply anymore? They can do whatever they want?
There's probably a very small minority of companies that are doing that. What we've been seeing, though, is more broad-based layoffs just because of the economic impact of it. But within that, are there some employers who may be using it as an opportunity to get rid of certain people? I'd say the answer to that is probably yes. So is there anything that employees can do? They need to know the circumstances regarding their furlough. So if I am one of 50 people across many departments, and maybe everyone in my department has been let go, then I don't think there's much you can do other than apply for unemployment, you know, get the additional unemployment compensation, $600 per week from the federal government. But legally, I think those people are going to have very limited rights. On the other hand, if I am one of five people in a company that is 100 employees, and I've been furloughed, and I look around and there are other people who haven't been furloughed, and it looks to me like I've been discriminated against for some reason, that person should at least look into it and consider filing a charge with either the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission or their local or state agency.
And Attorney Ennis, I don't know if you have the answer to this question, but for people that work multiple jobs, like they have multiple part-time jobs, or even for a person like me that has a full-time job and then I taught at a gym on the side and now my gym position has been furloughed, do you qualify for unemployment if you lose some of your income?
That's a very good question, and it's state by state. As a general matter, you don't have to lose all of your income. The states use various formulas to determine how much you get.
And how about those that have taken a reduction in pay? Do they qualify to get unemployment based on the fact that now that they're taking home less, or not really?
That's going to be a much more difficult case for them because they are still quote-unquote employed. There are some states where you can qualify where you have a substantial reduction in pay. The other issue there is if your pay cut is so substantial, and depending upon how much you're being paid to begin with, it's conceivable that you could actually quit and qualify for unemployment and make more money on unemployment in those circumstances.
Yeah.
Because of the $600.
Yep.
I think some employees are looking at that. I know I've had clients who have called me and have raised this question of employees looking through the economics of it and deciding, you know, I'm better off not coming to work. You know, between the amount of money and the concern over contracting the virus, I don't blame those employees for at least thinking along those lines.
Attorney Peter Ennis from Cozen O'Connor. You can get him online at Cozen.com. That's C-O-Z-E-N.com. Peter, thank you for taking the time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Peter.
You're welcome.